A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 15th chapter, verses 33 to 47. And when the sixth hour had come, there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, Behold, he's calling Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered out a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, Truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him, and there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Parch, Bethel Lutheran Church, Clearwater, Florida.
May God's grace be given to all of you, and his peace be with you through Jesus Christ. The words in the text for today's sermon contain so much. There's so much richness from God to us in these seven verses. I want to focus on one verse, verse 37, where Mark says, quote, With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last, end of quote. We say it in the Apostles' Creed, don't we? Crucified, dead, and buried. In this verse, we have now come to crucified and dead. Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, is dead. Wasn't it only 90-plus days ago when we heard the Apostle Luke record these words in Luke chapter 2? While they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. How excited Mary as a mother was to see her newborn son take his first breath, crying like all of us cried with our first breath when our mother gave us birth. How excited she was when the angel Gabriel then told her, You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. 33 years have now gone by between that cradle and this cross, his first breath and his last breath. And she was there at both occasions, important occasions. I say important occasions because Jesus took his first breath on planet Earth to die someday. The purpose of his birth was his death, to pay the price for our sins. The price was high. Scripture says the wages of sin is death, and there is not a person on earth that doesn't or hasn't sinned. What are we going to do with our sins? Hide them? Ignore them? Excuse them? No, prayerfully, we left the cradle and followed our Savior through the Gospels, and we see and believe the why he lived and why he had to die, why he had to breathe his last breath. It was for me and my sinfulness. It was for you and your sinfulness, real sins, great sins, heinous sins, damning sins. There's a great word in our Christian vocabulary. It's called forgiveness, the forgiveness of sins. That's why he died. Let me add this thought. Don't ever think of Jesus as a martyr. We hear that word a lot today. Jesus was not a martyr. He died on purpose. His death was the fulfillment of the intent of our Heavenly Father to save us. Jesus is not a martyr. He is a Savior, the Savior of the world. As we know from John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him is not going to perish but have life everlasting. St. Paul says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of time had come, here comes his birth, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. We are by grace, through faith in Jesus, not only acquitted, not guilty, even though guilty, but we are adopted into the family of our Heavenly Father as heirs and heiresses of life eternal, life together forever. What a beautiful thought. I have to end with that. Let me go back to the creed, crucified, dead, and buried. But now let's continue. And on the third day, he rose again from the dead, according to the scriptures, from death to life. And so are we going from death to life. His empty tomb was coming, and so is ours, as believers in Christ Jesus. We end the Apostles' Creed with these words, I believe in the forgiveness of sins, and then we continue, and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. What another beautiful word in our Christian vocabulary, heaven. May our Lord continue to bless us, not only as we continue our Lenten journey to the cross, but after the cross, through the rest of our lives, until we meet Jesus face to face in the holiness of heaven forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Parsh for this meditation on God's Word.